Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. If you stay with us for the next hour, you will be able to feel the instant relief as you connect with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Time. I have amazing visionaries, authors, speakers, energy movers, and shakers that I have met along my journey sharing the information of Dr. Cam Yuen. They are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. What if you found out you were pregnant and then discovered it was twins? And then shortly after, your joy turned to sorrow when you were told that your babies only had one placenta that they were sharing and that their chances for survival and a happy, healthy lives were very slim. Today, I have UN Method practitioner in training, Laura McDonald, here to share with you how she handled this situation and how things have been for her. So I want to just give a big welcome to Laura to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Colette.
Thank you so much
for having me today. I'm great.
Oh, good. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, Laura grew up next door to me, and it was back in the days when I thought that I had to practice to be able to get good at this. And since then, I have, you know, I understand that, you know, you don't need to practice doing this. You just put it into practice and, you know, get yourself tuned in to whether you're in alignment with your energy or not. It makes a big difference in everybody's life. So, you know, Laura grew up next door to me, as I said, and so she had experienced a session or two with me, and then she came to me for a session with her fiance. So, Laura, do you want to take it from here?
Sure. Well, when I first brought Mike to you, he was very skeptical and was pretty much just humoring me because he likes me.
No, he loves you.
He loves me, yeah. But he thought this was a big joke and that I might be a little bit crazy. He might be right. But I brought him to you, and at that point, he had suffered an injury at work and didn't have the use of his right hand. And you worked on him, and he, at this point, hadn't moved his hand for about 6 years. And he wanted to go back to the gym. He wanted to be a father and be able to hold his babies. And he wanted to be able to help with all of that. So I brought him to you. And within an hour, you got his fingers twitching. His brace was off. And then over the next, I think it took maybe a month before he was actually able to use his hand again. It took a while for his perception to catch up to the corrections and the shifting, because in his sleep, he'd take his brace off. And then in the morning, he'd get mad at me and say, "Why did you take off my brace?" I didn't take your brace off, babe. And he was able to exercise and get healthy. And then when the girls were born, he was able to hold both of them at once and started full-time daddy diaper duty. And maybe
absolutely
he regretted that part still. I don't know.
So you discovered, because I remember when you called me and you were so excited because you had been told it would be difficult for you to get pregnant, and then you were pregnant.
Yeah.
And then it was twins. And then you got the bad news. And what was the bad news that you received?
The bad news was that the girls were monoamniotic, monochorionic, which means they shared a placenta and an amniotic sac. And this happens in estimates are around 1% of twin pregnancies, or 1 in 60,000. And the chance of both twins surviving the pregnancy is around 50% up until 24 weeks. And the really rough thing is there's nothing you can do about it. And if you lose the babies, you won't know what's going to happen. You can't take care of yourself, do things, not do things to prevent it from happening. It's completely beyond your control. And when I found that out, I was beyond devastated. I think I cried for about 24 hours straight. And then I sort of came up and it was just like, call Colette, call Colette, really clearly. And you just corrected me. And I think it's one of the fastest shifts you've ever done. And right away, I just got strong to having these babies. And something you said to me still sticks with me. And I tell other moms that if a mother can't see a bright and positive future for her child, who can? And that was just a switch for me, and it was like, we're going to do this. And I was strong to the best and strong to the worst with the girls.
Yeah, I remember telling you that you were their mother, whether it be for another second or for 100 years, you know, that you would be their mother. And the number one weakness for children is a mother's worry. And of course, we're taught to worry as moms. You're not a great mom unless you're worrying. And so this is really cool that I remember feeling you shift. Sometimes you can really feel when someone's really making a big shift. And so that's really cool that, you know, you did that. And so now tell us about, we're probably going to be going for a break here in about 3 minutes or so, but just, tell us about the twins and then we'll move forward and continue.
Well, the girls were born a full pound bigger than they led us to expect. They were healthier than they were supposed to be. They blew everyone away at how big they were. And they overcame their prematurity. They told us it would take about 2 years by the time they were 12 months old. But every doctor said, these aren't premature babies. Their pediatrician forgot they were 8 weeks premature most of the time, and 8 weeks can, in some cases, be fairly significant. And, you know, they're perfectly healthy. They had reflux for a while. I was told, you know, this could take a year to get better. It was gone by the time they were 4 months old.
Yeah, and I remember, how long were they, like, because when they were born, they looked like little chubby babies that were really little.
Yeah, they were 4'3" and 4'6". They were in the NICU for about 5 weeks, which I think is a little longer than they needed, but the hospital was being very careful with them because those were the first monoamniotics they'd had in years.
Yeah, and they were off the oxygen very quickly, and they were home. When were you home with the babies?
At 35 days, I had them both home.
Yeah, and they've been, I've had the great pleasure of cuddling with those babies if they let you, because they're so busy.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to also say congratulations, because you did get married now, right?
Yes. Yeah. We finally got married. We first got engaged, and then 6 weeks later, it was like, hey, you're pregnant. So it was on hold for a couple of years, but we finally did it on June 30th.
Oh, that's cool. Congratulations. That's really awesome. And, the babies are 2 years old now. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because astrologically, I remember when you called me from the hospital and said, that there was a bunch of babies born in the neonatal unit and that they were going to get you to wait a week. And it came up that those babies actually didn't want to be born in the astrological sign of Gemini. Twins on twins was just too much. It came up that they wanted to, and so they were born on June 22nd, the day that the sign moved into Cancer.
Yeah, very first day it moved.
Yeah. these little ones are extremely strong babies with strong, you know, like with strong minds and really brilliant and really bright. And it's such a pleasure that to see them that way, like to experience them that way. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we will open up the phone lines, and we'll just talk to Laura a little bit longer here and find out a little bit more, and then we'll open up the phone lines for our moms listening in, and we're going to move some energy here. So if you have if you're a mom and you have a bother, you can call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio. Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti with our annual Summer Tent Sales event at all three Valenti locations, Old Saybrook, Mystic, and Westerly, Rhode Island. The Valenti tents are up, and every new Chevrolet, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram truck, Volkswagen, Toyota, and Subaru are all clearly marked with our Valenti guaranteed lowest price and same-day delivery, too. 1,000 vehicles are available, 0% financing available, discounts and rebates as high as $11,000. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. Valenti tent events going on live now at the Valenti family dealerships. Go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you, and just smile.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
You know, We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen in the city of Regina, Saskatchewan. I'm back here on the packing now for my move. And Laura is here with me, and she's sharing with us how she has overcome difficult obstacles as a mother and in her pregnancy and with her two little twin daughters. So do you want to tell us a little bit more? Before we do that, I just want to mention that Laura is not actively taking any clients on right now. She actually, after having the baby, she decided to take a UN Method Level 1 seminar with me so that she would be able to shift energy for her babies herself. And then she also, she's going to university and just got married and is also has these two little handfuls here, bundles of energy. So we are opening up the phone lines. If there's any mums that want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. If you're a mum with a bother, or if you have a mum that's bothering you. So Laura, just share with us a little bit more about, you know, your experience as a mom and raising these beautiful daughters and what's going on with you.
Well, right now, like you said, the girls just turned two. And so we've been sort of dealing with the terrible twos, I guess. I think this is something a lot of parents dread, and something I've really been working on with the girls is not dreading it, because I don't think the twos need to be terrible. No age is any better or worse than any other age. It's just your perception of it. And there seems to be a lot of energy around the collective influence and expectation that, oh, they're two, they're going to be so bad. And especially if you have twins, that's twice as bad. And so I've had to correct myself and correct my perception that it doesn't need to be this way, because if you expect it, that's what's going to happen.
And you know, a lot of that frustration that the little two-year-olds are showing are because, you know, they're very, these children are brilliant children, and they're coming through and they're very close. They just came from source. they're brilliant. And, if mothers aren't tuned in intuitively to their children, and mothers generally are anyway, but if they don't follow that intuition, what happens is a lot of times it just makes things more difficult and a lot more challenging. So just do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. When I'm not doing UN and when I'm not neutral, it's much harder. Like with my one little girl, she's been pushing it lately, and it's been tough. And I've had a lot of times where I've been impatient with her, and that was something I was working on last night with her. I was being really impatient, and then I started to feel guilty, so I was having to correct myself, because feeling guilty is pointless. It's not going to help you take a concise step of action. It's just going to hold you back, and then your children feed off that energy too. So I was just correcting myself to the times that I was impatient, being strong to that, being strong to being patient, so that you're neutral and you can deal with everything from there. And the other thing that was coming up with Alex was she can't communicate everything she wants to say, because she's still only two. But she has bigger ideas and bigger feelings that she's trying to deal with. And she just isn't able to communicate that yet. And so she was having a little bit of constipation. So as soon as I figured that out and clued into that and shifted her that way, the person I really shifted was myself. Because I increased my intuition so that she and I could communicate on a different level, where I could really pick up on what she was feeling and what she was experiencing to help her deal with it. Because she's only two. She can't deal with everything on her own. She can do a lot, but not quite everything.
Well, it's really interesting, because children that are under the age of 10, generally if they are having, something is going on with them, children at that age, quite often it is coming from the parents and the parents' concerns. And quite often when we are parents ourselves, when our children get to a certain age, it'll trigger memories of when we were that age ourselves, and it'll bring up issues for ourselves and for our children. And, you know, when we say energetically that you can shift these babies, what that means is that what you are doing is, if you consider yourself like a binary computer, binary meaning that you have one of two choices, you can, the choices in this case would be weak or strong. You're either in alignment with your energy and it's strong, what's going on, or you're weak in your alignment and it's not. And so you can tune in to through your intuition, being able to get separate those feelings and thoughts and emotions so that you can feel the strength of your baby spine and your spine together, and intuitively connect on that higher self network, so that you could intuitively, if we make sure that we have the perception attached to that. And what I'm doing right now is I'm energetically shifting all moms that may be listening in right now or listening later, as the case may be. And so we're just, and it's kind of making me laugh because I'm thinking I should just tell the phone number one more time, 1-800-930-2819. But it occurred to me that a lot of mums are really busy with their babies and their children this time in the morning. So we may just energetically shift this for people listening in later. So if you think about your physical potential, or you feel your physical potential at the base of your spine and at the base of your child's spine, energetically, when you have a thought about your child, you can ask, what's that about? And you can tune into that and just run the impulse of energy very quickly up and down the spine and clear it for yourself and for your child. And so that your thoughts are actually strengthening your children rather than your thoughts of worry slowing them down and weakening them in any way. And this is also for grandmas and grandpas and dads, not just moms, but parenting in general, especially when they're little, like, and you have two of them. What's their communication like between the two of them?
They communicate with each other. A lot of it, not much is verbal, I would say. Like, they both speak very well, and they don't have, like, a twin language. They speak very well to me, but I think they just feel each other. Like, lately when they sleep, I have their cribs end-to-end, and they both curl up in the corner closest to their sister every night. They just have to be close. And half the time they want sister around, but they don't want her to play with any of the toys because they don't want to share with sister, but she has to be there.
And so you've been with Alex in the last, because you went away for a bit and for your honeymoon. And she was, you know, she's a little bit wanting you a lot, and that can be very demanding. So how are you handling that?
Well, I sort of do what I've always done with them. You respond to whoever seems to need you the most, and they're quite used to that, and they can tell when, if one isn't feeling well and needs mommy more, the other will go and amuse herself and take a break and give sister her space. Just that's how we've always done it, and they understand that about each other now.
That's really cool. And so because I remember last week you were I think it was just a few days ago, because this was really interesting, because Laura, I asked her to come on this show so that she could share her experience of being a mom and how the UN has benefited her in her parenting. And she was like, got a little bit triggered yourself by all the bios of all the other people that have been on the radio show before, and you said, I'm just a mom. And I said to you, you're a mom, all right. And, you know, so I'm intimidated by the bios of my guests. They're all so brilliant. And you, I just want to thank you for, you know, doing this, because this is so beautiful that, you know, you've had this experience where you've had this great outcome with your children, and you found a way that, you know, you can benefit them and benefit yourself, and also benefit, you know, everybody else around you. I mean, you're attending university, you have got these two little babies, you just got married. You've got a very, very full schedule. And so it's really cool if other moms listening in realize that, you know, it's possible for all moms to be able to energetically tune into your children and strengthen them with every single thought. And this is really, really powerful, especially when, you know, you're a little bit worried and they start school or they're going to the sitters or whatever, and you sort of, you strengthen that connection to your children and you strengthen them to their daily routine and what's going on in their life and also what's going on in yours. So I'm Colette Steffen, and we are going to take a little bit of a break here. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. When we come back, Laura and I will continue to energetically shift for moms and for children and for all babies on this planet. Stay tuned, and if you're a mom with a bother and you want to call in, you can call 1-800-930-2819.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi. Hi, this is Colette Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we're back with Laura, who is sharing her experience of being a mom to twin daughters and the experience of her pregnancy, and also of being a mom, a wife, a daughter, a grandmother, a student, all of those things. We have opened up the phone lines. Laura is also a UN Method practitioner in training. She's taken a level one UN Method seminar with me. And if any moms want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And we do have a caller right now. Is that Deneen?
Yes, this is Deneen.
Hi, Deneen.
Hi, Colette.
Where are you from?
Surrey, BC.
Oh, from Surrey. Okay. And what would you like us to shift here?
What I'm calling about is both my daughter and son are reaching the age of, my daughter will be 11 soon and my son just turned 12. And as they're growing older, as you know, they get a little bit more into themselves, and you know, it's been a bit of a challenge to get them motivated to do things, more so my son than my daughter. And I've always been like a free-willed mom, and you know, I've been really easy with them, however been firm. So I'm kind of lost as to what kind of, how to handle the struggles with my son and how he gets more mouthy.
Okay.
And
so you've done, the good news is you've done a great job of being a mom, because he's expressing himself to you, mm-hmm. and is able to. Mm-hmm. It is very common for children around the age of 10, they sort of separate from their moms. And it's kind of just like when you are, you know, when you really, 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 really love someone, like your mm-hmm. children?
Yeah.
And you have to let them go. You know, when you had you chose to send them to kindergarten, and you know,
yeah,
you kind of
tough.
Watch them walk in that school with kind of a heavy heart, and you know, it's kind of like sometimes to make that break and to make it clean. A lot of times when people are making a transition in their life and they're sort of letting go of someone, they'll get a little bit mean first. It's not uncommon. It's just, you know, so that they can let go. So let's just strengthen that your son, first of all, turning 12, a lot of boys do go through this, and it's about letting go of the mom a little bit. And, you know, and that generally happens around this age. Girls have a tendency, from my experience, of doing it slightly differently. Girls are more, you know, verbal they'll have, you know, they're developing around that age. A lot of little girls that age right now are developing. And so it's about becoming a man, and it's about becoming a woman is what's coming up. So we just strengthen you to that, you know, your children are, it's coming up, that growing up right before your very eyes. Laura, I remember when your babies turned one, what happened?
Oh, I that was a tough one for me. I was really triggered by that. They started, and because I got triggered, they started having health problems right after that. They got constipated and grumpy, and that was a tough transition for me because I saw it was the end of them being babies. And I really had to work on myself. And this year, the second birthday blew by. That was all right.
Yeah, it's just coming up, like the age and the letting go of them, because they're moving into a different way of being. They're young gentlemen, young women, you know, young ladies is what's coming up. And you know, I just worked with a mom yesterday who has a 2-month-old, and she was having the same kind of like difficulty with not being pregnant. And so this is, you know, you want the baby out, clearly. You don't want to be pregnant forever. But, you know what they're doing when they're in the womb there, and you can control that environment pretty well. And, you know, they're close to you. And so a lot of times for moms, the fear comes in that you aren't going to have the control with your children, and that that they're, you know, their peer pressure and that. So when, you know, Deneen, when you feel your son and your daughter right now, and you consider that you could be able to get in touch with them by focusing on their spine, on their midline, and focusing on your own at the same time, and just running very quickly. If you have a thought that bothers you about your children, just running that energy up and down and picturing it running up and down their spine at the same time, and just clearing that so that it wouldn't be a bother for you and it wouldn't be a bother for them. If you consider that that's a possibility, how does that feel to you?
Good, actually.
It's kind of, it's you know, as moms, like my mom was the best worrying mom in the world. And she was proud of it. Like, it was like, you know, I'm good at worrying. And I'm good at praying, you know, to keep everybody healthy. And it's kind of like if you stay on top of everything before it happens, that you could somehow prevent bad things happening to your children. So let's just strengthen you that right now, the age that your children are at right now, and what's going on with the communication with your children, let's just strengthen you to that, that the relationship to them, and let's put that in a triad and strengthen that. So with you and your son, you and your daughter and your son, and then with all three of you together, there's a weakness sometimes when all three of you come together is what I'm getting. It's just three cycles of energy coming in. It's just a lot more happening. And so we'll strengthen you to that, that the internal boundaries of this relationship are very strong. The rules that you play by, you know, conversation that you have, I'm getting, let's just strengthen that every word that you use with your children would be a would have strong energy behind it, and that any lack of communication, the gaps and the spaces in between that communication, let's just strengthen that. The tone of your voice, the tone of your children's voice, that irritates you, that sometimes when they get that tone. And a lot of times when they get that tone is when we get that tone first.
That's right.
And so they and they reflect that back to us. So let's just strengthen ourselves to be leaders as moms. And then the internal dynamics, all the love you have for these children and all the love that they have for you. And let's just delete any accumulations or associations of guilt or shame or blame. That, you know, anything that would happen to them would be your fault, or, you know, would be their fault, or that, you know, that you wouldn't be a good parent, all the collective influence around that, all the misinformation, misinterpretation, misrepresentation of information, that children have to move into this time and they have to be difficult teenagers. And, you know, so many people talk about that. It's not much different from the terrible twos. So let's just strengthen that, that the internal boundaries and the external boundaries, so that when you're with your children at home and when they're outside of the home and when they're going to school, that they're strong to their home, their school, and their and business environment for all three of you. And just strengthen that so that you're, wherever your children are, that their environment is going to support them. And then it's coming up deleting some educational experiences that you've had from the past that are bothering you. Are you picking anything else up, Laura?
I just really wanted to strengthen your intuition and your perception so that you can communicate with your son on a nonverbal level, because I'm getting that he doesn't want to talk right now, and he's just kind of shutting down and doing what boys and girls, I did this a lot when I was a teenager, you go to your room, you close the door, you play your music, you're on the internet, whatever. I'd like to strengthen your perception, your intuition, so that you can know what's going on with him. You can just feel it, and he doesn't need to tell you. And then you can just strengthen him, shift him, and keep the relationship really strong.
Ah, that's a beautiful shift of energy. How are you feeling, Deneen, about this now?
Much better, much more relaxed, and yes, totally. That's awesome. You guys nailed it.
Yeah, and so we'll just strengthen that for you, that you're going to take consistent steps of action, that your feelings, your thoughts, and your emotions can separate. And let's just strengthen that any karma between, it's not uncommon to have karma between your children and, you know, siblings and significant others. So let's just clear any karma for these children with anyone around them, any collective influence also with you, that there's no need to suffer or struggle, and there's no need to, you know, pay the price or to that you owe anyone anything or that your children owe anyone anything. And let's just get you strong to that. And then being able to take consistent steps of action, and then being able to take consistent steps of action towards their goals in the immediate future, in the intermediate future, and then in the far future, so that it's all strong. And just strengthening that, your awareness around this, the awareness for all moms on the planet, and off the planet. And we'll just, you know, with every thought that you have, that you will be strengthening yourself as a parent, and you will be strengthening your children. And I'm getting now also their friends went in. So we'll just strengthen that also, that, you know, that all moms look after all children on this earth. That's a nice shift. Mm-hmm. So how are you, you know, where are you at now, Denise?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually. I feel really calm about it all, right? It's just been exactly right. I've had a difficulty letting go as they're growing older and so much more, right? So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. We are going to take a short intermission now. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I have Laura on. When we come back, we're going to connect on the Higher Self Network, and we're just going to shift some energy in group shifting for everyone listening in now or later, everyone on the planet that wants to strengthen children and babies. So we'll be right back in a couple minutes here.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone, back at base, box in the software.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we are back with Laura McDonald, and we are going to do the shift of the week, which is we're just going to tune in right now, and we're just going to pick up any leading weaknesses for, you know, for moms in general, for children in general. And actually, this morning, I was kind of tuning into this group of listeners and picked up a weakness not just for human babies, but also for the babies around the entire planet and also the universe. So, you know, animal babies, people babies, all of the babies, like let's tune into that. And what are you picking up, Laura?
I'm picking up a need to strengthen all the moms to their intuition and to their inner voice. I think in our culture, we have a lot of collective influence, almost making fun of that voice or telling us not to take it seriously. And I think it's the most powerful tool a mother can have because you're the expert of your baby. No one knows your baby more than you. So I'd really like to strengthen all the moms who are listening now and listening later to really get in touch with their intuition and perception and connect with their babies on that nonverbal level.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when we have babies and they can't speak to us, they do, we still have that excellent communication with them. And so let's just strengthen that for the worry, you know, of all the different, what's coming up is all the different, the bad things that can happen to children. And working with parents and children throughout the past few years, a lot of times what I'm getting is a weakness to understanding what the goal really is. A lot of times parents will get caught up in, like, you know, if your children are in sports when they get older, and, you know, it's kind of like it's always fun to win. And, you know, them being good at things. And so let's just strengthen that we could take any experience that we're going through as moms or as children or in parenting of any kind. And let's just strengthen that we could take the good and the bad out of it and the positive and the negative out of it and the right and the wrong out of it. And let's just strengthen that it that we don't have to label any experience and that we could actually be in a position where we could get neutral to the absolute best and the absolute worst, so that we could be neutral if we're strong to the absolute best and strong to the absolute worst, being neutral to anywhere that we are in between, so that we're not going to have the same old reactions, you know, in the ways. And what's coming in right now is ancestors and the ways that people used to parent and the way that parenting has changed, you know, particularly in the last while. So we just strengthen that. There's a lot more mums, you know, like, and, you know, Laura, you're, maybe you could share with us what you do to prepare yourself for university. I mean, you still have two little ones that are, you know, keeping you up at night sometimes, like Alex last night.
It's funny, since having the girls, university got a lot easier, and I get better marks than I ever did before when I didn't have a million balls to juggle at the same time. And I think a big part of it is being able to be neutral, because when I'm neutral, it's one of those days when you're just like, yeah, I'm a great mom today, because you're neutral. I can deal with the best, I can deal with the worst, everything in between is easy, and we're going to go. I'm more patient, I don't have guilt, the girls are happier, we don't have fights about what shirt they should wear, there's no tantrums. It's just everything goes easier. And on days when I'm having a really tough day, I stop and I'm like, well, I'm not neutral. So then you have to get neutral and you can just go forward. And school is honestly the easiest part of my life at this point.
Yeah. And I also wanted to mention too that, you know, your husband is a realtor.
Yeah.
And how are you using this to strengthen his career?
Oh, he comes home and says, oh, I need you to work on this client. Oh, work on this house. I worked on your house. and you know, he's done really well in 3 years. He's already in 6 months this year, he made more than he made in all of last year in terms of sales. And he's strong to it too. He's taking his consistent steps of action, channeling his energy into where he's going to get results. And real estate's a tough business. It's really tough. You face a lot of rejection. And so he's strong to that. And I work on his clients all the time.
Yeah.
And show them, say, okay, this person's worth it. This one, they're not quite there yet.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting because you benefit when you energetically tune in like this, not with just children, but with other people and with clients. It's possible to strengthen it to be a win-win-win for everybody. So especially
Absolutely.
Within real estate, you know, it's about, you know, strengthening that. It's the perfect house for the buyer. It's the perfect time for the seller to sell it. It's that, you know, everything mm-hmm. is in alignment, that the money is in place, that everything is, you know, would be best case scenario for everyone. And so whenever you strengthen a win-win-win for everyone around you, which is what you're doing, when we strengthen our children, our children win. And as I was saying to Deneen, that was, you know, thank you for calling in, Deneen, that I could even feel the energy now of her children's peers asking for this same type of intuitive, you know, connection. It's, mm-hmm. it's something that mums, you know, when we get that feeling, oh, there's something wrong. And mums will quite often, you know, pick up this intuitive information. This is about honing your perception and your intuition so that you have the insight to move out of a problem very quickly and all the triggers and issues and choices around that, rather than sitting in it and creating more and more of a problem.
Absolutely. So, life doesn't need to be as hard as we sometimes like to make it. It can be easy, and it should be easy. You have more fun when it's easy.
Yeah, well, that's what why Dr. Ewan, he's so much fun, because he, you know, that's what he's been saying for a long time, that only human beings would complicate things, that, you know, you really don't need to practice anything. It's just putting it into practice. And so I really want to thank you, Laura, for coming on the show. I just wanted to let my listeners know that if you are interested in connecting with me, you can connect with me on the truthisfunny.com, also on crystallinevision.com. Right now, I do have more time for private sessions as I'm packing. So in between packing, I'm doing sessions. And I have some upcoming interviews. I've been asked to do an encore with Sue Fellows on August 5th. And then with Karen Anderson, Ignite Your Light, I believe that's on August 18th. And also this fall, I will be on Awaken to Happiness Now, Transform Your Life, Transform Your World. And I'm also putting together, Morgan and I are putting together a free demo and a level one seminar in Vancouver in September. So if there's anyone interested in learning, or not so much learning, but experiencing this and being reminded how to do this, you're welcome to attend the seminar. It will be in Vancouver, Canada, September 21st and 22nd. And there will be a free demo or two the day before or the night before. Also, you can register for that, or you can find out more information at crystallinevision.com. A big thank you to you, Laura. A big thank you to Deneen for calling in, and for all our listeners. And I'm looking forward to connecting with all of you again. This is Colette to Stefan. The Truth is Funny. And I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday morning. And in the meantime, remember, shift happens.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more.
Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.